It's Wednesday, December 9th, 2015. My name's Andrew, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, presented by Sharpologist. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I hope everyone's had a great week since our last mini-episode announcing our winner. Congratulations again to Matthew Lambert for winning the Harry's Razor Dop Kit. It's a beautiful little bag. It'll be in the mail on its way to you very soon. So congratulations to you on that. Again, our show is presented by Sharpologist. Everything you need to know about men's grooming and wet shaving. Check them out for some great ideas for holiday gifts or the top 10 most popular brushes, soaps, and creams recently revised by Mantic 59 for your reading pleasure. This week during our recording session, I had a slight family emergency I had to tend to, and because of that, I was unable to record with Joe. So for today's episode, I'm going to leave it to Joe. But in the meantime, I do want to give you a quick update on vendor interviews. They will be coming back, but probably in bi-weekly episodes. A lot of feedback from our last episode was that it was simply too long, and so to alleviate the length of the show, we are now evaluating and testing what it's like to have 30-minute shows every week, consisting of one show with news and then one show with a vendor to interview. So we will have a SurveyMonkey on how this approach works come out very shortly after the next episode posts. I want to get a lot of feedback, so if you have thoughts, please give them to us. But for now, take it away, Joe.
Hey guys, Joe here with some industry news. So many of you heard Trader Joe's is now selling a shave kit in their markets. It's called a close shave, and it consists of a synthetic brush, some shave soap, and aftershave balm. The best part about this item is the retail is only $9.99, and Trader Joe's has tons of them. Right now, I've only could see it in the sandalwood scent. I'm not sure if they make anything else, but I do know that the soap is made in the USA, specifically for Trader Joe's. However, they will not disclose the maker of the soap. As of right now, they're getting very decent reviews, and it's very exciting to see a new shave kit available in a brick and mortar establishment. I did pick one up this morning, and I can't wait to use it. So we'll let you know how that works on the next podcast, and guys, just be on the lookout for it. So recently, there have been many rumors that the classic shave soap stick Arco has been discontinued. Arco was introduced in 1957 and was the first preparation product made in Turkey. If you guys don't know about Arco, it's a very popular shaving soap with a very unique scent. Works very well. Most of the times you find it, it'll be in a shave stick form with that classic red label with the little guy on it. Excellent stuff. So I did try to contact Arco, and I'm still waiting for a response from their marketing division to see if they are, in fact, discontinuing it. What I do know is that Arco recently relaunched their Arco Men line this year and marketing the products to over 50 countries. We will keep you updated on the status of this classic soap. And guys, I really hope that it is just a rumor and this soap is still being produced. It is great stuff, and I would definitely miss it if it was gone. So in artisan news, we have Maggard's. Now, for those of you who are fortunate enough to take advantage of Maggard's Cyber Monday sale, you know who you are. Maggard's had some great deals on some safety razors, starter kits, soap, etc. I mean, he had a bunch of great stuff there. I personally took advantage of a safety razor kit and a few other items, and I'm very happy with my purchases and highest quality. As you many of you know, Maggard Razors was established in 2012 by longtime wet shaving enthusiast Brad and his wife Cassie Maggard. And we have a newcomer to the artisan community. The Shaving Shop recently opened its online doors. The site features house brand soaps, aftershaves, and handmade shaving straps. We would like to wish Peter the best of luck and look forward to seeing his business grow. As you know, Peter is a longtime wet shaving enthusiast. I've read a lot of his posts on Facebook. He's a great guy, and we wish him the best of luck with his business. The Wet Shaving Roundtable, many of you know, is a weekly show on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. That's just, they basically talk wet shaving and they interview new guys and have guest hosts and stuff. So the Wet Shaving Roundtable has announced that they will be changing production sites starting December 12th at 7 p.m. They've decided to leave YouTube and live stream on Blab.im for a better listening experience. So if you guys want to check them out on Facebook, if you want to get the new link, I also have it here in the notes to take a look to see where they're going. I'm sure that they're going to have a great show coming up this week. I wish I could hit it up every weekend, but I usually work. But definitely looking forward to hearing that new audio quality and everything. But the show is great and really enjoy listening to it. So in some industry news, we have SCW Cutlery. Recently, an article in the South China Post visits this cutlery store that's been selling traditional wet shaving supplies for the past 66 years. SCW is located in Hong Kong and carries a wide array of straight razors, strops, and brushes made from all different types of materials from all over the world. They do carry custom razors and they offer a professional sharpening service. In the article, it describes how they provide the service that otherwise is not available in Hong Kong and shows a short how-to guide on how to shave and maintain a straight razor. Hey, it's a really great article. If anybody is in the Hong Kong area, this is the guy to see. He's got some really nice items. He's got German straight razors. He's got Japanese straight razors. He's got soaps from all over the world. It's really a cool place and a very interesting article. And recently we mentioned that Pinard Clubman did come out with a soap and a bunch of new products. We mentioned that a couple of weeks ago. And I did purchase the soap and I've been using it for almost 2 weeks straight. And to be honest, guys, it's a really good soap. I would give it a strong 6.5 to 7 on the scale. For the price, you can't beat it. The scent is not as much classic Clubman scent as I would think it would be, but it's a hint of it, and it's very pleasant, great lather, really worked well. So I'm very happy with the soap, and I think that you guys would be too if you tried it out. And yeah, give them a shot, get a shout out. I think a bunch of vendors have a few of them. You can go to their website and check it out. And listen, it's Clubman. It's been around for a long time. It's good quality stuff. It's worth a shot. And with the forums this week, we have Badger and Blade has announced their 2015 Badger and Blade Awards. These awards are based on products that have been tested over the year and ranked by their moderation team. They will be announcing new awards daily up until, I believe, Christmas, but I'm not sure if that's 100% true. I think it's just maybe a couple of weeks or so. They have two up already. Really interesting articles. I'm not sure if everybody's going to agree with it, but you know what? It's worth listening to. It's worth definitely looking in and watching and reading the reviews. You know, nothing but positive stuff for those vendors, and they did a great job. And guys, I don't know if you were able to see on Facebook, and through the groups and through the forums, I did post a recent stropping video to show a stropping trip to help newbies learn the fundamentals of actual stropping. You know, one of the main reasons razors do lose their keenness is by improper stropping. It rolls the edge and it just makes the edge, that microscopic little fin, crushed and broken, and it loses its keenness. While the razor will still be sharp, it's just not shave ready. So in the video, I take a hanging strop, I place it on a countertop, and I just use it, and I eliminate the strop flexing, and I just go very nice and easy to strop the razor correctly. This method, I mean, it really reduces the chance of damaging the strop as well, as a lot of newbies do when they start out. They do cut their strops up and destroy them. This way, it really helps you. And once you get better at the technique, you can try it again and you can hang it up, and I'm sure you'll do much better. But check out the video. The link will be in the show notes if you'd like. And let me know how you feel. I had a bunch of positive reviews and stuff online, and I'm really happy about that. I really enjoyed making that video just to help everybody learn how to strop correctly. But yeah, check it out if you get a chance.
So a quick burst of news from Joe for the week. I'm sorry the show isn't longer, guys. I hope we will have returning longer shows here in the future. Life is just challenging sometimes. Anyways, that's all for us this week. We will have another mini episode coming out next Wednesday. Again, send us your feedback on if you like that format, the two shorter shows instead of one longer one every 2 weeks. And you can reach us at Wet Shaving News on Twitter and, of course, wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And we do read every SurveyMonkey result and every comment that's posted on Sharpologist.com about the show. Again, our show is presented by Sharpologist.com. If you are still looking for $5 off your Harry's travel kit, you can still do that. Make sure you use the coupon code WSN at Harry's.com. Until next week, thanks for listening and have a shave-worthy week.